is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. And just me, Paul Andrews. I'm really missing my co-host Bird and Jules. I hope you're staying safe, ladies. And I can't wait for you to get back in the studio, hopefully in a couple of weeks' time when the lockdown is over. But of course, we're entering week 4 of lockdown now here in the UK. I hope you're all staying safe and well. It's been a really interesting time, hasn't it? Well, I hope you had fun Easter and you ate loads of Easter eggs. There wasn't really a lot else to do, although we did get a barbecue in at some point over the weekend before the weather changed again. So I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, the lovely folks at Fit for Trade. They offer flexible training solutions for the glass glazing and wider construction industries. www.fitfortrade.co.uk for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. Do check them out. If you work in the fenestration industry, that's windows and doors to me and you, or the wider construction industry, now's the time to be improving and increasing your qualifications, and it can all be done online. So do check them out, www.fitfortrade.co.uk. And thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got a packed show again this week. We've got two fantastic guests. I'll tell you about them in a moment. I've got loads of information to read you, but do also please tweet me. We'd love to hear from you. Send me a tweet at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. We have had a few tweets in already, but keep them coming. And you can still send me gifts, even though the one with the short, fat, hairy legs isn't here. But we'll still like to see the gifts. So where are we? What's happening? Well, we're all stuck at home, locked down, and hoping that this terrible, terrible pandemic starts to ease off very soon. There's some good news coming out of some of the countries that were in front of us in terms of their epidemic catch, if you like. They're starting to plateau in their numbers, which is fantastic, and we wish them well and hope that that continues, and as the days unfold, that it reduces and reduces and reduces. And the same here. Their numbers are starting to plateau out, so let's keep our fingers crossed that we're coming out the other side of this fairly soon. There's lots of things I want to tell you about, but we've got two fantastic guests that are going to be joining us on the show. In the first part of the show, we're going to be talking to Ollie Dillon. Ollie is an actor, a voiceover artist, a cystic fibrosis sufferer, but now he's a printer of PPE, and he's using a 3D printer to print his PPE for free for local carers and NHS and local hospitals. So Ollie's going to be joining us in the first part of the show to tell us all about him and what he's doing. And then in the second part of the show, we got some interesting stuff that I decided I wanted to talk about. So I've asked Beth Rossiter of Mirage Designs to join me in the second half of the show. And we're going to be talking about how you can set your home up, how you can create space in it, how you can make a design to fit in a home office while we're being locked down here. It's one of the problems. We're all kind of sitting on top of each other in our houses. And so we're going to come up with some hints and ideas and thoughts about home offices and how to organize them and how to create a bit of space in your house, which is going to be interesting. So, if anybody's got any comments on any of those things, please do tweet me at VanillaWeb. Use the hashtag BBunker. Here on the Business Bunker Radio Show, we decided that we would... There's a lot of information flying around, and there's lots of people still unsure about what's going on there. So I've tried to put some resources together in the simplest way possible that I can. So what I've done is I've put up a blog, and all that's in the blog are all the links you need to find out anything you need. And what I've done for all those businesses in Kent, I've put the links for each of the borough councils or Medway Council and Kent County Council, so that no matter what area of the county you're in, you can click the link and find out what's available and how to go about claiming for your business. So just click the links and it's there. Also, if you just want to find out some support or anything like that, it's all there on those links. I've included some other links that I thought were of interest as well. I've put a link to the KCC advice line, and that's for anyone. That's for anyone to use. And it, they've got a helpline. You can phone them, and it's open 24 hours a day. So no matter what you want to ask, you can ask there, and all the contact details are there. There's contacts for Produced in Kent. Produced in Kent are an organisation that support food and drink producers in the county, and they've got some very great initiatives and directories on who's delivering, who's doing home deliveries, and what you can get from where. There's a brilliant, brilliant thing from Age UK. They've set up a helpline. If you're isolated, if you're living on your own and you're just feeling lonely, they've got a dial a friend service. They can put you in touch with similar people around the country in a similar situation to you that may be, you know, just fancy a chat. So a brilliant idea. All the contact details are on the radio website, and I'm going to give you the URL in a moment. And there's also the details for the Kent and Medway Growth Hub, and also, just in case, and it's, God forbid anyone needs it, but is a domestic abuse support line contact details there too. So there's loads of information on there. If you want to access that, it's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/coronavirus council links. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/coronavirus council links, and all those details are there. I will be updating that as anything comes along that's new that I think you need to hear or would be useful. If you've got any contacts that you think people ought to know about, then do email me, drop me an email with the details, and I'll add them to the list. That's hello@bizradio.co.uk. Drop me an email with anything that you think you'd like to see included in there, or anything that you know of that you think would help people, and I will add it to that list. I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she says, I really love would be beating heart, a shout out on Business Bunker. Thanks to all our unsung heroes for their exceptional role in caring for the vulnerable despite all the current risks. The love and care the team show continues to leave me awestruck, as does it all, Kim, as does, you know, we are all, I think, starting to realise the type of work that people do that hasn't really been recognised in the past. You know, we all fake really clever people, really talented people, you know, people that earn lots of money through their undoubted creative abilities and all the rest of it. But without people in society that look after other people, we're nowhere and we're nothing and we have no society. So totally agree. Huge shout out to all those people, because they are the bedrock of everything that we do. And when this is over, we have to continue to recognise how important those people are. Human contact is one of the most important things. And yeah, I quite often have a little rant about this. I'm a great believer in digital technology. Don't get me wrong, I love technology. But far too many organisations have replaced humanness with technology, and it doesn't work. I'm telling you now, it doesn't work. You need human beings somewhere in the chain to help other human beings. No amount of clever technology will ever replace that. And as we're seeing with all of our carers, helpers, and key workers, we are so dependent on them for the basics of society. So I totally agree, Kim. Huge shout out to all those people. I've had a tweet from Supply My Business, ongoing useful coronavirus updates for small businesses, including the latest financial help, can be found with the FSB. Absolutely it can. If you follow them on Twitter, FSB Kent, all the links to the FSB resources can be found there. I've just had a hello from Cityway Osteopaths. Hello. Well, boy, are you going to be in demand at the end of this. My back's killing me. And I'm sure lots of the rest of you are sitting around on sofas all day instead of getting outside. It's not good for our posture. And I think a lot of us are going to be suffering from bad backs and poor necks and all kinds of things. I've had a tweet from More Than Money UK. That's their Twitter handle, More Than Money UK. And they say, VanillaWeb, please could you shout out about this amazing free life insurance hack for parents with children under four? And we're trying to raise awareness about it. Well, absolutely. Consider yourself shouted out. To find out about it, the easiest thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter, because they've got lots of links explaining what it is. So give them a follow. It's More Than Money UK is their Twitter handle. And they've got some interesting information on free life insurance for parents with children under the age of four. Give them a follow. Check it out. I've had a tweet from the great folks at ZC Social Media, and they say, are you wondering what to post on your social media profiles in these uncertain times? We have put together a short post and an on-demand webinar to help you. If you follow ZC Social Media, you can find it. I might be able to... Yeah, it's... no, my phone's... Nah, my phone's not showing me. The easiest thing is to follow ZC Social Media, and the links to their on-demand webinar can be found there. I've had an email from Terry Botfield, and Terry says, our first online networking meeting 2 weeks ago was a great success, and those attending asked for this to be run on a fortnightly basis, every 2 weeks. As we all know, it's a good idea to listen to the customer and to our members. So here is the final reminder for the Marsh Network Online, which begins at 10:30 a.m. This Wednesday, the 15th of April. That's tomorrow, mañana, as Jules would say. If you go to eventbrite.co.uk/Marsh Network Online Networking, Marsh Network Online Networking, we will then send you a link to join the meeting before the event, where you can share what's going on in your organisation, seek and receive advice and support, and keep in contact with our community. See you there. And that's from Terry Botfield. So if you want to join the online Marsh Network Online Networking group tomorrow at 10:30 a.m, if you register at eventbrite.co.uk/Marsh Network, then you can get a link to join that online networking and webinar. Cool. Okay, what else have we got here? Let's have a look. I've had a tweet from David Taylor. Savvy Social DT is his Twitter handle. And he says, it's the first DNA 6 Global Facebook Live after Easter. We'll be talking today about getting everyone in business comfortable with digital communications. 14th in a series of 30 broadcasts aimed at staying visible during and after COVID-19. Catch me here on facebook.com/DNASIX. DNA 6, but it's the word 6. DNA 6 on Facebook. Check that out. Or follow David on Twitter, Savvy Social DT, SavvySocialDT, Savvy Social DT on the Twitter. I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of tunage, and while we're doing that, I'll get Ollie on the phone, and then we can talk to Ollie after the tunage. Let's hear a bit of Paul Simon.
This is Channel 2.
That was Paul Simon, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I'm hopefully joined on the phone now by Ollie Dillon. Hello, Ollie.
Hello.
Hi, you're there. That's always my thing. I say that and then I'm really panicking in case there's just silence there. But you're there and that's brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. Ollie, why don't you kick off, if you wouldn't mind, by telling the listeners your biography, a bit about you and your background.
Okay, so I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when I was born, and that affects my, it's a condition that affects my lungs.
Yep.
And it's actually surprisingly similar to some of the symptoms of coronavirus.
Yeah, okay.
But then I've gone on and I'm an actor now.
Wow.
And I've been acting since I was about six. In various animations and TV shows, lots of comedies and voiceover.
How did you get into acting?
So when I was six, I was in like a Saturday morning sort of theatre group thing, and there was a production of Guys and Dolls.
Right, okay.
And so I was in that, and then there was an agent in the audience. And he picked out me and my brother as well, actually, to audition for his agency.
Right.
And then before we decided if it was, like, the right thing to do with my CF, because we weren't quite sure how it would sort of develop at that point.
Right.
Before we even decided if it was the right thing to do, he came to us with an audition for Lumpy the Heffalump in Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, oh, wow. I'm a hero worship Tigger.
So then so we went along and my mum and dad were saying, like, don't worry if you don't get it. We'll go get a nice big piece of cake afterwards and just have a bit of fun. So I went along and I did the audition and then that night the agent rang up and he said they'd like you to come in to do a live link with Disney.
All right.
So I went up, and I was there chatting away with some of the heads of Disney when I was about six, and they said, oh, gee, Ollie, we'd love you to be our new Heffalump. And I was like, oh, yes, please.
Oh, how brilliant.
So then we joined the agent.
Fantastic. You know what I'm going to ask you now, don't you? Can you do a bit of Heffalump?
Oh.
Can you remember? It was a long time ago now. You're 22 now, aren't you?
I'll give it a go. I was 6 at the time.
Yeah. Cool.
You can catch me. I'm Heffalump.
Oh, brilliant. So, I mean, what a fantastic thing. And you must have been made up, you know, to actually get that part.
Yeah, I think I didn't quite really know what was going on particularly at the time, but yeah, and then I've just been working ever since.
Right. And you've done voiceover work and lots of stuff like that. I know. And then, of course, like the rest of us, you kind of a little bit stymied with the lockdown. So you've turned your hand to something different.
Yeah, so since I'm an actor, there's not really much I can do while in lockdown. Mm. There's not really much going on at the moment.
Sure.
So I was sort of sitting around wondering what I could, like, do to help, because with my CS, it's not like I can go out and get shopping for people or volunteer with helping and anything.
Mm.
So I was having a look online, and last year I got a 3D printer.
Right.
And when I was having a look, I'd seen a couple of people have been printing PPE face shields for the NHS. So I thought, oh, I've got a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a bit of that. So then I got printing, and since then my 3D printer's been running 24/7, just churning out masks.
Right.
And then through my dad's work, we've got hold of some of the plastic for the front of the visor.
Right.
And I've just been printing like crazy, trying to get as many of them out as possible.
Right. So let me understand here. So you've got a 3D printer, and basically what you're printing is the structure of the mask, the thing that the plastic hangs on. Then you've acquired the plastic, which you attach to the hangy bit, for want of a lack of a technical term, to produce a whole face mask, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think we've sent out over, coming up on 300 now.
Wow, okay.
We sent out a load more this morning.
Right.
And we've been sending them to ICUs and GP practices and care homes and, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And so far it's just been, I didn't even actually put out, does anyone need any?
Hmm.
I just posted on social media that, oh, I'm printing these face shields.
Hmm.
And then it's just loads of, like, family, friends, and friends of friends all coming out saying, oh, wow, we really need some. My wife's a GP, and they're really struggling to get a hold of them. Or, oh, I know a friend that's in ICU.
Yeah.
So it's just been going like that so far.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, of course, it's a never-ending need at the moment, because a lot of these things are disposable and have to be thrown away after a few uses. So I read somewhere, not here in the United States, ICU doctors were saying that they need 3.5 billion of them, because they're using they're using 4 or 5 a day per patient. Unbelievable needs. So everything you're doing is a fantastic thing to help producing these things. And it's not easy, is it? Because we're all in lockdown. Having produced them, you've then got to distribute them, which is also quite difficult because we're not supposed to go out and all the rest of it. How are you doing that, Ollie? How are you getting them to people?
So my old driving instructor, who lives in the village with us, she is coming up every day and picking up a parcel.
Brilliant.
And then taking it to the post office and shipping them all out.
Right, okay, and you're shipping them from the post office. And are they doing that for free for you, or are you having to pay for that?
No, we're paying for first-class postage at the moment.
Right.
Trying to get them out as fast as possible.
Right, okay, so, and you're paying for that, are you?
Yeah, and that's why I've set up a... that's one of the reasons why I've set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that must be costing you a fortune to do that. So we're going to talk about your GoFundMe in a minute, because we're going to give that a big shout-out, because we want people to donate for that to help you, one, carry on printing, and two, to be able to distribute these things. I want to come back a little bit, though, and just ask you a few questions about this. I mean, you had a 3D printer anyway, as you do. Did you find I don't know how these things work. It's some kind of program that you load, presumably, that has the design pattern. Did you find that online? How did you go about making your first one?
So it's a design from a company in Sweden, actually.
Right.
And they'd designed them and got some had them all approved and stuff over there. Mm. And they're like, I chose it because it's quite a quick design to make to
yep.
print.
Yep.
Because 3D printers tend to take quite a long time, mm. but this design is quite a quick version. So I'm able to print one every half an hour.
Right.
And I do them in like batches of three or so.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's a design from Sweden that I downloaded and then got all the settings right and put it on my printer.
Right.
And then I'm just resetting it and getting it going every day.
Right. And presumably, do you know what? I don't think I've ever seen a physical 3D printer, which is a bit remiss of me because I'm normally a techie freak. And presumably, you use some kind of plastic pellets in there.
So it's like a reel, like a spool.
Okay.
And it's got a long, like filament.
Yep.
String, like of the plastic.
Yep.
And then that feeds into the printer, and then it melts it down. And then it goes into a little the tip, which is like, imagine it like a piping bag.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Like an icing bag, and then it melts all the plastic, and then it just puts it down as the nozzle moves around the bed.
Right.
And then it just goes over it again and over
so
it again.
It builds up like a layer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. What colour are they?
All sorts. Because I'm just getting so much of the. Of the filament, it's just changing colours.
You've got multicoloured ones.
Yeah.
That kind of works rainbow support of the NHS, isn't it? That's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and why not? Fantastic. I heard that you were thinking about collaborating with a fellow CF sufferer, is that right?
Yeah, so once I'd started with the PPE, another person with CF, Cam, he has... he asked me, he was saying he's quite interested in it, and he was asking me, like, how he can get started and get going with it.
Hmm.
So so I recommended him a printer, and I'm getting him set up with that, and I've ordered him some filament and stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's going to be printing just the, like, headband bit.
Right.
And then he's going to be sending those to me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be fitting them with the visors and sending them out. So to sort of centralise it.
Mm. No, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. Absolutely yeah. Brilliant. And I understand that you can't meet your fellow producer face-to-face because of the possibilities of cross-contamination.
Mm.
But just talking about cystic fibrosis sufferers, this is a problem, isn't it, cross-contamination? So... it's really important that those people in the support groups stay in touch with each other, electronically, digitally.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I've never actually, like, met in person another person with CF.
Really? Right.
Because of the cross-contamination, we're not meant to ever meet.
Yeah.
So, like, social media is, like, amazing to connect people together, really.
Yeah. But it is important for all those people in the support network to stay in touch, isn't it? Because, as you say, it's your only way of staying in touch.
Yeah, I mean, we've been social distancing since before it was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. You're an old hand at it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's move on to the important bit now. Well, not that none of that's important, because, of course, it is, but the really important bit now is getting you some money to help you carry on the good work that you're doing. So give us a shout-out, Ollie, for your GoFundMe page.
I can't remember the actual address.
I've got it somewhere anyway.
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it very quickly.
It's because all the material is and the postage.
Yeah.
The cost is really sort of starting to pile up, because originally I'd started to do it just for like my team at the at my hospital,
right,
that have been looking after me all my life, but then I've been printing so many for all healthcare workers that have been coming to me.
Right,
the cost is really starting to pile up.
Right,
so that's why the GoFundMe is really important.
Yeah,
to try and help fund it and keep it going.
Fantastic. I've just got the GoFundMe page up, and no wonder you can't remember it. I don't think any human could remember it. It's one of those big, long links. So what I've done is I've put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. So anybody out there, and you will, who wants to donate a little bit here, it doesn't have to be, you know, we're not asking for mega amounts. If everybody donates 5, 10, 20, 15, 20, 30, 40 quid, then it soon adds up. So please do donate whatever you can to Ollie's GoFundMe page, and you can find the link to the GoFundMe page on the very homepage of the Business Bunker Radio website, or if you go into GoFundMe.com and search for Ollie 3D Printing, I'm sure you'll find it. Cool.
One thing I should probably say as well is anything that we don't spend on materials or postage or anything to do with the PPE, at the end we're going to, once the need sort of died down a bit, we're going to donate it all back into the NHS.
Right. Okay, so any residual you're going to donate to the NHS anyway?
Yeah. Any extra.
Cool. Fantastic. That's brilliant, Ollie. Listen, we wish you much success with that.
You
are doing a fantastic job. Do keep on keeping on with what you're doing. Stay well, stay safe, and thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. And we'll try and get as many people as possible to support you, supporting the people that are supporting us, staying well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ollie. Take care.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was Ollie Dillon there, 3D printer extraordinaire and former voice of Heffy Lump, Ellie the Heffy Lump. Oh, there. I've got loads of tweets suddenly coming in, so I'm trying to catch up with all of those. I've got more stuff to read you. Even Jules has woken up. What's she saying? Oh, it's gone away again. She's moaning about her back, I think. Trace Ferguson said, wow, go Ollie. What an absolutely fantastic initiative. Certainly is. And a really great story, as you say, Tracy, from Ollie there. I've got Results in Wellness World, RIW World, Results in Wellness. They've got Vanilla Web. We've got your back covered, they say. We are delighted to receive great feedback. About back pain. I was muttering about back pain before we spoke to Ollie and about how we're all sitting badly in our bad posture. Well, apparently Results in Wellness can help you with that. They've got loads of resources to help you. And if you follow them on RIW World, RIW, I guess that stands for Results in Wellness World, RIW World, give them a follow, and get your back sorted out. I'm certainly going to give them a follow and do that. What else have we got here? The lovely folks at Telcare, the telecoms company over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, sending the best wishes to everyone during lockdown. We're experiencing the same situation, but we're experiencing it differently. We all have our own perspectives. Be good to stay supportive of all Kent business. So thank you for that, Telcare. You're absolutely right. And on that note, talking about Kent businesses supporting each other, I've got a few things I want to tell you about. Shepherd Neame has provided a much needed boost for local hop growers this week by placing a massive order all entirely for Kentish hops. So basically, they've placed a forward order with Kent hop growers so that they can all kind of stay in business, really. So a really brilliant initiative from Shepherd Neame. They've also teamed up with Copper Rivet, who are the fantastic gin makers over there in Medway. So Shepherd Neame and Copper Rivet have joined forces to create hand sanitizer. The Faversham Brewery of Shepherd Neame is creating hand sanitizer for use by emergency service staff. Shepherd Neame began brewing clean beer for the initiative last Tuesday, March 24th. So it's the Tuesday before last. It's at least 10% ABV, and there will be no hops used to ensure it is aroma and flavour free. The brew is then road tankered to Copper River Distillery, where it will be used as a feedstock for their distilling alcohol to actually create the sanitizer. As I understand it, most sanitizer is based on alcohol. So fantastic initiatives from Shepherd Neame and Copper Rivet there. In slightly different news, but still on the same theme of helping local businesses by supporting each other, Ibiza Fitness Food have been feeding ambulance drivers last week. They've sent meals, fitness meals, Ibiza Fitness meals, to Margate Hospital to feed a small army of nurses, doctors and paramedics who are all working long hours coping with the COVID-19 problem. The lovely folks at JK Online, Clockwork, Moggy and Dragon Co-working, all based in Medway, set up together self-isolated business networking on Facebook. So there's a Facebook group called Together, Together Self-Isolated Business Networking. They do webinars and all kinds of things, just chat. So do check that out on Facebook. That's JK Online, Clockwork, Moggy and Dragon Co-working. And they've got this Facebook group. I need to also tell you about the Cloth Workers Foundation. They've launched a series of new grants with capital grants up to £5,000 for charities with beneficiaries based outside of London. So it's those small charities based outside of London and for non-profits with income up to £2 million. So it's for small non-profit and charities. There's a quick turnaround of grants of up to £5,000 each. You can find out about it if you want to apply by going to clothworkersfoundation.org.uk/clothworkers emergency capital program. Let me give you that again. clothworkersfoundation.org.uk/clothworkers emergency capital program.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
I've still got lots of tweets coming in, but do tweet me. Use the hashtag BBunker and tweet me at VanillaWeb for your shout-out or for anything you want to share with us or any comments you're going to make or, indeed, some of your silly gifts. I'm missing your silly gifts. I haven't had a silly gift for ages. I've had a tweet from KO Digital, and they say, please support if you can. We want to help Kent people shop locally again. We're in partnership with a logistics company to help businesses quickly build an online store that offers a delivery service. Please support and learn more if you go to ko.digital, that's kayo.digital/buy-online-shop. At ko.digital/buy-online. Do check that out. If you're a retailer and you'd like to move quickly into online sales, do check them out. I want to say a few things about some of this. I'm still absolutely amazed at the amount of people I'm talking to on social media who still don't understand what's available to claim, why they should be able to claim it, and how their business is actually structured. I had the most bizarre conversation over the weekend with a chap from a mortgage broker, would you believe, in South East Kent, who just could not understand how his business operated. He started off by moaning that self-employed people don't make a profit, but they do. That's what they live on. And it's the word profit, I think, that's thrown everybody. Basically, if you're self-employed, what the government call profit is what you declare as your income on your self-assessment form. That is your profit, and that's what you will get paid 80% of. He then started to tell me that he paid himself in dividends. Well, if he paid himself in dividends, he's not self-employed. He's actually got a limited company. So I think he's very confused over what kind of company he's got. And he isn't the only one. I've been absolutely amazed by how many people don't really understand the structure of their business. And when this is over, I think there's going to be a lot of need to for people to understand how their business is structured, whether it's the right structure for them and where they are in the business, and how they can protect themselves going forward, because so many people don't have any protection. One of the other things I want to say is, if you're an employer and you've got employers that are off, not working, whatever, for whatever reason, furlough them. A couple of people said to me, oh, but that's cheating the system. No, it's not. That's entirely what the system was put there to do. The government have put it there to help businesses get through this period of having no work. So if you've got people off work, furlough them. That's what it's there for. It will pay 80% of their wages. You can make the wages up if you wish, but they will at least get at least 80% of their earnings, up to a cap of £2,500 a month. That's what it's for. Please use it. Please apply for it now. Most of the systems are now just about in place, for at least for applying for it, and the government is saying that the money will start to come through sometime towards the end of May, hopefully. So now's the time to be applying for it. So do that. What else have we got here? The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors have tweeted, "Hello, guys. Michael Park Surveyors, based over there in Medway. The Romney Resource Centre. We're here to help you. This is an easy-to-use interactive list of businesses in around Romney Marsh with contact details. If you follow the Romney Resource Centre on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Romney Resource, you can find their list of all their useful contacts for people and businesses out on the marsh. And the folks at View IT Training, looking forward to being able to visit soon. Yeah, aren't we all? We're just all stuck inside, waiting for this thing to finally move past us all and let us get on with our lives. We just got to stay safe, basically. Here we go. Oh dear, that's not pleasant. I've had a tweet from Jules Serkin. Hello, Vanilla Web. In other news, I've managed to do my roots. How are yours? Well, I don't do roots because I got the world's largest parting. But she sent me some pictures of having her roots done. This is a self job, by the way. It's a selfie. Okay, you've not done too bad. Not done too bad. Check out her Twitter handle. I'll retweet it there. If you follow me on Vanilla Web, you'll see it now. I just retweeted the tweet with a lovely picture of Jules's new roots. Do check that out. We've got a great blog from the lovely folks at Athelbrae, and it's how to access your own money rather than using payday loans. And that's important. We don't want people starting to get into debt. We know we're all struggling for income and money at this time. And the last thing we need to do is to start running up big payday loans or credit card debts or anything. So there's a blog that helps you think about how to access your own money, and it's certainly well worth a read. It's on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk /access money. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/access money. It's a blog by Athelbrae Limited, how to access your own money rather than using payday loans. If you've been made redundant, losing your job, there is still work out there. In Kent, locally in Kent, there is some work. A lot of it is temporary at the moment, but hey, you know, it's work. Some industries are also needing to recruit. Care home industry, some of the technology industries are still heavily recruiting because, you know, their industry, although it's been affected, they can't stop recruiting. So do check out jobsinkent.com, your local provider of recruitment advertising. They do have 2,000 or 3,000 jobs on there still, locally, all in Kent. So if you're looking for work right now, do check that out. But losing your job can be a huge financial hit, affecting your ability to pay bills and bringing about an urgent need to reevaluate spending. If you're at risk, there are ways you can protect yourself. There's a guide which gives details how you can prepare financially, gives tips on minimising the impact if it's happening to you, and outlines your right to compensation. And that can be found on the website moneysavingexpert.com. It's moneysavingexpert.com/family-redundancy-help. Do check it out, moneysavingexpert.com, family-redundancy-help. Martin Lewis's website and Martin have been absolutely fabulous through this with the amount of information and help and guidance that they've been pushing out. Do check that out. I also want to remind you that a couple of weeks ago we heard from Ben Pierce of Digital Beans over there in Canterbury, and they are also providing, or they were the first in the market to provide free retail websites. So if you've got a retail shop that does not have an online presence, they will set up an online presence for you totally free with no technical input needed, and you can use that to sell your products and get them delivered and get yourself paid. If you want to find out more about it, go to the following website, yourlocal.delivery. That's yourlocal.delivery to find out all about that. Let's see what else we've got. I've got tweets coming in all over the place, which is great, but I have to keep putting me papers down to find them. I hear me phone pinging. Jules is still muttering on about her roots. It's really boring and time-consuming doing your roots. You don't move for 40 minutes or you get in on everything. My floor is white, the walls are white, the light switch, everything. But I feel perkier now I've done it. Oh, good. I'm really pleased. Really pleased you got your roots done. Well, what I need to ask, though, Jules, is why do you need your roots doing at this time? You're not going to meet anybody because you're stuck indoors. Well, I suppose you've got to find something to do, haven't you, really? Tracy Ferguson has said, great description of the 3D printer and the way it works, Ollie. I love that they're multicoloured too. Yeah, me too. As you said, Paul, it's appropriate. Yeah, yeah. Why not? Great that Ollie's collaborative. It's interesting how social media connects those with cystic fibrosis. I didn't realise the cross-contamination risk. Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to Chris Hyde about this from Sound of Spitfire, who's very knowledgeable about this field, and he was saying how. More people, more sufferers and the family and supporters of people with cystic fibrosis need to stay in touch. They need to keep their networks going digitally and via social media and via the various Facebook groups and WhatsApp groups. Keep in touch. You've got to keep in touch with each other, especially during this lockdown, because... as Ollie said, I mean, cystic fibrosis sufferers are lockdown specialists. They've been self-isolated since birth, a lot of them. And talking of which, I've just had a tweet from Sound of Spitfire that says, great interview with Ollie Vanillaware. Thank you, Chris and the team there. And iNutrition have tweeted, can you help? Could you spare 10 seconds of your time by clicking the link below to be taken to my channel and hit subscribe? And it's a YouTube channel in which Neil De Silva, who is behind iNutrition, has a vlog on nutrition and staying healthy with your food during lockdown. And Sound of Spitfire has... tweeted the link to Ollie's GoFundMe page. So thank you for that, Chris. It is, as I said, the link is also on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website. If you go to bizradio.co.uk or kentbusinessradio.co.uk, it will take you to the homepage, and there, right in the middle, is a link to Ollie's GoFundMe page. Do support it, please, even if it's only a pound or two. Every little helps, because he's actually funding the cost of all of this out of his own pocket. I've had a hello tweet from the lovely folks, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Hello, folks. Good morning. Good afternoon, even. Thank you for joining us and joining in. The Biz Diaries, those of you that don't know the Business Diaries, a fantastic thing. I call it a networking event, and everybody tells me off because it isn't a networking event, and I know that, but I don't know how else to describe it. It's an event. It's an event that happens once a quarter in Medway and in Tunbridge Wells. And it's been going for, I'm not sure how long it's been going for now, at least certainly over a year. maybe even approaching two. Anyway, they've decided that there have been so many good stories told over the time it's been running that they've come back in the studio to record them. So they've been going through from the very first business diaries and recording the stories that they've heard. And they've got them all out as podcasts now. And the latest one is episode 4 with Joe Dodds, the famous Joe Dodds, in fact. It's available at Podbean, as are the first three. And if I remember rightly, the first three were with Amanda Flanders, Ali Harold, and me. And number 4 is Joe Dodds. So if you go to podbean.com and search Business Diaries, you will find all of the podcasts there. And the latest one is Joe Dodds. And all of them are really worth a listen to. Really good fun. Lots of stuff going on there. We've got more tweets coming in, except that Twitter's decided to not show me them now. Does Twitter drive you nuts as well? It drives me nuts, I tell you. Right, I'll have to catch up with it in a minute. It's started to hide my tweets because I've got too many for Twitter. They want to go back to nonsense. So far, on the Sybil's scheme, that's the Corona Business Investment Scheme, the banking loan scheme, HSBC seem to still be one of the only major lenders that have made money available. They are saying that 800,000 businesses have applied. 800,000 businesses have applied. Not sure how much has been allocated so far. It is a slow process. And that's the problem with a lot of these things. We're in a situation where business is drying up now. We need cash now. It's all about cash flow. And that's what's not happening. Not really sure what the answer to that is right now. Except batten down the hatches and try to work your way through it. Also, the Federation of Small Business, FSB underscore policy on the Twitter, they're mapping gaps in the policy in order to feed back to government and to get more support for small business and the self-employed and people that are not being covered by the government schemes that have been announced so far. So if you're one of those people that think you've fallen through the gap, but please, please, before you do this, check. So many people are talking nonsense on social media. I'm beside myself. I'm spending all day trying to argue with people who just haven't done the basic checks. You know, they're moaning that, oh, I can't get this and I can't get that, when they can. They just haven't looked. So please check. But if you think that you have genuinely fallen through a gap and you can't get the support that you think you need, then if you email the FSB, they will get your details and they will use that to feed back to government to see what they can do. And the email address specifically for this is selfemployed@fsb.org.uk. selfemployed@fsb.org.uk. So if you think you're a self-employed person but you're not covered adequately by the government support schemes, then get in touch and let the FSB know why, and they can use that when they go to talk to government about getting these things resolved if possible, because everybody is trying to resolve these things. You know, we're trying to keep the economy together, and that's not easy. Things are, you know, going rapidly. In France, they've already technically gone into recession. They had a 6% fall in GDP in the last quarter. That's the largest fall since the end of the Second World War. So they're technically in recession. I'm sure all of us are going to end up in recession. There's no real way of avoiding that right at the moment. Oh, blimey. Amanda's tweeted me. Yeah, she said, your memory must be going. The business diaries has been going 3 years now. It has, actually. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Amanda. I don't know why I thought only two. Thanks for your shout-out, Vanilla Web, the business diaries. The business diaries have been going since March 2017. How time flies. Yeah, that's 3 years away, isn't it? See, for me, I still think, you know, the year 2000 was only a couple of weeks ago. 3 years. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for letting me know. Yeah, the business star is 3 years. I think I've only missed one of them in all that time. They've all been absolutely brilliant, and They will be back when lockdown has finished. And I think the Medway one's going to be in a new location. And I'm sure Lisa will let me know what that is, because I can't remember off the top of my head. My memory is definitely going. I must be getting old. But they are fantastic, and it will be back. And they are certainly worth going to, because they are a huge amount of fun. It's basically normally five people telling a story around a theme from their personal experience, and it's not a sales thing, it's not a networking thing, it's not a business promotion thing. It's a story from their life, normally around about business, but not about business, if you see what I mean. So I think it's probably time to join the newsroom now